Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. In a moment, we're going to get into today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date is December the 31st of 1947, and this one will be Pierre Lascaux's Door Buzzer. But first, I'd like to tell you about Adagio.com. Adagio is a streaming service that focuses on classical music only. Most music services tend to focus on pop music, but they'll have a classical playlist or two. But Adagio is chock full of great playlists that will help you learn and discover more great classical music. They have their Composer's Essential playlist, so you can listen to the most important works of composers such as Bach, Mendelssohn, and Vivaldi. Or you can listen to the 10 most famous symphonies of all time. Or they have other specialized ones such as slow piano, the art of the slow movement. And that's the great benefit of Adagio. They not only have 1 million classical tracks, they give you the ability to find what you really want to hear. You can try Adagio free for 14 days and then just pay $9.99 per month when you subscribe. Try it out. Visit podcast.adagio.com/box13. Again, that's podcast.adagio, that's idagio.com/box13. Now it's time for Boston Blackie.
I think you will enjoy playing this music very much, mademoiselle.
I hope so, monsieur. I've searched half of Paris for it.
Here at Pierre's shop on the Rue de la Seine, you will always find all the finest music ever written.
I remember that. Au revoir.
Au revoir, mademoiselle, and come again. And now, what can I do for you, monsieur?
I am looking for the chicken.
It is all right, Henri. The girl is out of sight. There. Have you agreed to do what I ask?
You're sure there isn't any risk?
Not if you are careful and do what I have told you.
Good. Well, I told my sister I might be going out of town for a while, that's all.
Good. Then it's arranged.
Yes.
Come in the back. I have something for you.
Money, I hope.
Money, a ticket for passage to America on the liner leaving Le Havre tomorrow night. And something I want you to carry with you, which is very valuable.
What is that?
I will show you.
Yes.
First, here is what you must guard with your life.
Guard that with my life? That's nothing but a small buzzer and battery set. An ordinary door buzzer.
Ah, a door buzzer, Henri. Oui. But you will open a door with this that will make both of us rich. Comprenez-vous?
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
All right, you're next. Anything to declare?
No, I have nothing to declare.
It's your luggage?
Yes, this is my...
Well, I didn't recognize you at first.
Oh, you did?
If it isn't my old friend, Henry Taylor.
Yes?
I'll say you have nothing to declare, nothing you want to declare. Let's see what you have in your suitcase.
Nothing, I tell you. Absolutely nothing.
I'll find that out for myself, if you don't mind.
I do mind. I have a passport. I'm here legally. You have no...
Taylor, you're bothering me.
I'm bothering you.
Let's see. Shirts, socks, pajamas, ties.
Well...
You're traveling light this trip, Taylor.
I'm not staying long.
I'm glad to hear that. Say, what's this? What's a bell and battery set doing in your valise?
It's a buzzer.
Ah, so it is, isn't it?
There is no law against bringing a buzzer into this country, is there?
No, there isn't.
But there might be a law against why you're bringing it in. What's the idea, Taylor?
Well, the idea is not mine, friend, but you'd be surprised at what a great idea it is.
Blackie, you're restless. What's the matter?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. It's just that things have been a little dull.
Well, we might go to an exciting movie. We don't get a chance to when things aren't dull.
All right, good idea. Let's go to a movie. There's a good film over...
Uh-oh. There's something about the way that phone's ringing that tells me we're not going to a movie.
He's hoping.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello, Blackie?
Yes?
Blackie, this is Harry Johnson, Customs Inspector.
Oh, yes.
Remember me?
Sure, Johnson. What's up?
Something a little silly. You remember Henry Taylor, don't you?
I should say I do. Slickest diamond smuggler in the business. Is he back in this country?
Yes, just arrived from France. And guess what I found in his luggage?
What?
A buzzer and battery set that works.
A door buzzer and battery set?
Yeah.
Huh?
I took it apart, but that's all it is. Only I'm sure he had a reason for bringing it in. What do you make of it?
Nothing at the moment. I'll call you if I do. If I find out anything about a buzzer, I'll give you a buzz.
You know who we're calling on, don't you, Joe?
We ain't calling on my aunt Effie. And I got my gun ready for our friend if there's trouble. That's what you mean, ain't it, Tom?
That's what I mean. We must remember to send that other friend of ours in Paris a few bucks for tipping us off to this guy.
The friend we got watching Lascaux, you mean?
Who else?
This guy's home, all right.
Yes?
You Henry Taylor?
Yes, I am.
I'd like to talk to you a minute.
Of course. Come in.
Thanks. Close the door, Joe. We want this convention to be private.
Sure.
What do you men want? And how do you know my name?
We know your name and all about you. We followed you from the boat. And how's Pierre Lascaux?
Pierre Lascaux? I do not know anyone.
We know you do, Taylor. Maybe we should introduce ourselves. I'm Tom Downey and my friend here, Joe Small.
John.
That mean anything to you?
No.
Well, it should. We were Pierre Lascaux's associates in the old days. Pierre sent you to go to a certain safe, didn't he?
I do not know what you're talking about.
I know, I know. Now look, we'll give you $5,000 if you go back to Pierre and tell him you couldn't find that safe.
No, I won't do it.
If you don't, you won't go back to Pierre at all.
Get out!
I'll give you 5 seconds to change your mind, Henry. And Joe, you know what to do.
Sure.
One, two, three, four. Oh, Joe.
Sorry, Tom. I just couldn't wait till you got to five. Impatient, ain't I?
All right, man. Keep searching this room till you find something. Matthew, see that that bureau is dusted for fingerprints. It ought to have some.
It does, Inspector Faraday, but I think they're all the dead men.
Well, never mind what you think. Let's find out.
Yes, sir.
Blackie, what are you doing?
Still fussing around with this buzzer and battery set, Faraday.
Yeah, well, waste all the time you want, as long as it isn't mine. You've got that fool thing taken apart.
Almost. I can just get this metal cap pulled back from the buzzer, and I can find what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for? What makes it buzz?
No, what made Taylor bring it all the way from Paris with him. Yeah, got it off.
Yeah, what did you find in it? Nothing.
I'm going to find something, Faraday, because I think Taylor was killed for this buzzer.
What?
And if he wasn't killed for it, then because of it.
Look, that's just a plain, everyday, ordinary drawer buzzer. Now, what else would it be?
There's nothing in the buzzer's system. Maybe what I'm looking for is in the battery.
Blackie, put that thing down.
Okay, Faraday. There, that did it.
I'll say it did it, and all it did is make a mess. I ought to make you clean it up.
If I can find out why Taylor brought this thing into this country, I'm sure I can clean up this case.
Yeah, I'll clean it up myself. Now, if you want to be some real help on this case, tell me who killed Taylor and stop worrying about that buzzer. Oh, now, what are you doing?
Taking the insulating cloth off the wires that ran from the buzzer to the battery. I have just a little idea.
And I already have an idea. That you're out of your mind. Now, what did you find?
Nothing I can see with my naked eye.
Put clothes on it. You won't be able to see anything either.
Maybe not. But you've got a machine at the police laboratory that could play back a message, if there was one, recorded on this wire.
Yeah, well, that makes you think there's a message on it.
There might be. There's got to be some reason for Taylor to have brought this gadget here.
Well, maybe.
Let's run this through the wire recording machine, and even if we find nothing, we've lost nothing.
I'm ready with the wire recorder, Inspector Faraday.
All right, turn it on. And if music comes out, I want the first dance with you, Blackie.
Delighted, Inspector.
Mm-hmm. You know there won't be anything recorded on that wire.
We'll see.
Here it is, Blackie.
7-8-0-1-12. R-13-L-8-R-9-L-12. R-4-L-10. 7-8-0-1-12. Well, Faraday, you satisfied?
Satisfied. What about a bunch of numbers? 9-L-12. And what are you doing? Writing them down?
Yeah. And you can turn that thing off, Matthews. I've got them.
Okay, but what you've got is got me.
780-112. And then a series of numbers with R and L in front of them. You know what we have here, don't you, Barry?
We might have the combination to a safe. But what about those first two numbers?
A safe has not only a combination, Faraday, it has an address. And the address is 780 112th Street. But before we go there, we're going to Mary's apartment.
Miss Wesley's? What for?
I don't want to be a genius for your benefit alone, Inspector. I want an audience, an appreciative audience.
Tommy, you sure we searched everything in Taylor's room? You sure there still ain't something the cops could find on him that'll link him to Pierre's safe?
Yeah, we searched him and his whole room. All we found was that buzzer and battery set. That couldn't have had anything to do with the safe. He had the combination in his head.
Oh.
Put that gun away, will you?
I think I'll carry it around with me.
I said put it away!
Look, you've been jumpy ever since we killed Henry Taylor, and I don't feel safe around jumpy people.
We didn't kill Henry. You did.
Huh. You're as cute as my Aunt Effie's poodle. I was waiting for you to say that.
I'll say a lot more if you don't put down that gun.
But the next one is going to get you. And that'll be on purpose, too.
You think there's money in this safe, Blackie, but I think it's probably full of jewelry.
I still think it's loaded with money. Yeah, we'll know in a minute.
Well, then I hope so.
What was the last number, Mary?
10. As if you needed a combination to open a safe.
Saves time this way. Here goes. And hold your breath, Faraday. You're going to see the wealth of a lifetime.
Blackie, please, hurry and open it. I can't wait much longer.
It's unlocked, but the door's stuck a little. Yeah, it's opening.
Blackie!
So you knew what you were talking about, did you, Blackie?
Well...
Yeah, well, now I know what you were talking through. Your empty head. This is an empty safe.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. In a Paris music shop, a man named Pierre gives a buzzer and battery set to Henri Taylor and tells him to take it to America and guard it with his life. In this country, Henri is met by two of Pierre's former partners. Because Henri will not deal with them, he is killed. Later, Boston Blackie discovers a safe combination recorded on the wires of the set. But when Blackie opens the safe, it's empty. As we return to our story, Blackie is in Inspector Faraday's office at police headquarters.
Well, genius, you happy now?
Don't bother me, Faraday. I'm thinking.
Nobody thinks in my office.
You're not kidding.
You run me ragged on a chase up to an empty house. What do we find? An empty safe.
Well, that's what has me thinking. When we found that safe empty, we found out something.
Well,
whoever sent that fellow Henri was under the impression that whatever had been in the safe still was in it.
Now you know what impression somebody was under. Tell me, Blackie, what do you eat to make you so smart?
I'll be eating my words if it doesn't turn out the way I think.
Yeah,
don't you see, Faraday? Whoever sent Henri gave him the address and the safe combination on a piece of wire because he wanted to be sure there was no slip. Then Henri would find whatever it was he was sent for.
Yeah, he wasn't sent for any bullet when he found that.
It found him. I think. I have this whole thing figured out.
Well, congratulations. Write me a letter telling me all about it.
Listen, get this picture.
Oh, paint it.
Remember, do you remember the Pierre Lascaux mob?
So?
So Lascaux disappeared a couple of years ago. Nobody ever knew what became of him, or the money that we knew that he stole. But he was French, wasn't he?
Well, with a name like Pierre Lascaux, what would he be? A Norseman?
Seriously. He was French, and Henri Taylor came to this country from Paris. Lascaux could have sent him. He could have come over here for the money that Lascaux stashed.
I know I'm slipping because I admit something you say is possible.
Well, let me finish.
Yeah, go on.
Lascaux's gang knew about the money. Had stolen it before this Henri Taylor guy got here. And didn't want Taylor reporting back to Lascaux that it was missing, so they killed him. All we've got to do is to find Lascaux's former partners.
Well, he worked with a couple of clowns named Tom Downing and Joe Small. How do we find them?
I'll figure out a way. And when I start to figure, pal, things generally add up.
Oh.
mademoiselle?
I'm looking for Pierre.
I am Pierre.
Oh, good. I am Claire Taylor, Henri Taylor's sister. I came here because Henri is dead.
Dead?
The police in America informed me this morning. And Pierre, you sent Henri to America. I know all about it because he told me everything.
He did?
Everything. I know who you are, Pierre, and what you are. And I'm going to the Paris police.
Come into the other room with me a moment, mademoiselle, and I will show you something that will perhaps change your mind about going to the police.
Hmm? What is it?
Come. I will show you. If the police have reported your brother's death, they have probably also discovered something which I did not want them to discover.
What?
A length of wire, such as this, but shorter than this. The wire from a recording machine. I used a wire like this to record the combination of a safe.
Yes?
Then I connected it to a battery and buzzer and gave it to your brother.
And this is all you want to show me?
No. I want to show you that a wire can be used for many things.
I've killed a guy. I have a lot of money. Now what do I do?
Oh, Blackie.
Sorry, Mary. I've got to think this thing out. I'm two people, Tom Downey and Joe Small.
Ooh, wait till Barnum and Bailey hear about you.
Mary, right now, I'm trying to put myself in the place of Pierre Lascaux's two partners who double-crossed him. I've spread word through the underworld that I'm after them, but so far they haven't shown their faces.
Well, remind me to thank them for that if I ever see them.
Wait a minute.
Well?
Wait here a minute. I've just thought of something. I'm going to telephone Faraday and ask him to check the Paris police for Lascaux.
Oh, Faraday will love calling Paris for you.
He won't mind. He has a French phone.
Oh, Blackie.
Don't go away. I'm going to hop across the street to that cigar store and call. Be right back, Mary.
All right, Blackie. I'll look in the shop window right here. Blackie! Look out! That car!
Let me through.
Excuse me. Let me through. Blackie, are you hurt badly?
I don't think so, Mary. The car knocked me down, but I think I'm all right. Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, Blackie, that could have been such a terrible accident.
What accident? That little production was done on purpose.
Oh, no.
Mary, maybe I couldn't find Lascaux's chums, Tom Downey and Joe Small, but I guarantee they just found me. And I still want to make the phone call to Faraday. You did what I wanted you to do, Inspector?
Yes, Blackie. Now, will you do what I want you to do? Clear out of here?
Sure. As soon as you get me a rogues gallery picture of Pierre Lascaux.
All right.
If that story I asked you to plant in the French newspapers does what I want it to do, we're going to have a visit to this country.
You think Lascaux will come here?
Why shouldn't he when he reads that the guy he sent here was killed? And what's more important, that when we opened the safe, there was nothing in it. Lascaux will know that he was double-crossed by his old partners, and he'll know, and we'll know, where to find them.
Well, what makes you think you'll know where to find Lascaux?
He'll be in a big hurry to get to those characters, Faraday, and he'll fly here. There's only one airport where transatlantic planes land, and I'll be at that airport. And when he lands, I'll land him.
The way you wanted it, Joe. Split the dough and split up.
Well, it ain't my Aunt Effie who wants it that way. Things are getting too tight in this city. I'm blowing out of town. Thank you for my share.
You leaving right away?
You wouldn't be trying to stop me, would you, Tom?
No. This is okay with me.
Good.
Too bad our last deal didn't work out so good.
You mean trying to knock off Boston Blackie by running him down? It wasn't a smart idea anyhow.
Maybe not. Something had to be done about him. You heard what everybody was saying, that Blackie was out to get us.
Yeah, sure, but how is he going to find us? Who knows about this joint except you and me?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Somebody else knows.
Well, it ain't my Aunt Effie.
No, it's our ex-partner, Pierre. That Frenchie knows. He should. This was his place, remember?
Yeah, sure, but he's in Paris. That's a long way from here.
I know.
Look, I'm going to the next room and lay down. Oh, the kid comes with my railroad tickets. Let him in, will you? I ordered the things on the phone. It's safer than going out. There's dough on the table to pay him.
Okay, I'll take care of it. Take your nap, Joe. Sleep like you ain't got a worry in the world.
Oh, I won't have no worries, Tom. I'm locking the door from the inside.
That's the last overseas Blackie's plane that just landed over there, Blackie. If your friend isn't on it, we'll have to come back to this airport tomorrow.
Yes, I know. Incidentally, the man I've come down here to meet isn't my friend, but he's going to be.
I happened to overhear that remark, Blackie.
Well, sounds as if it doesn't make sense, doesn't it? But you see, Faraday heard that the French police are looking for Pierre Lascaux, and I'm pretty sure that he's en route to this country, and when he gets here, he's going to lead us right to the killers of Ori Taylor.
Us?
Lead me, rather. And, Mary, look over there, that man just getting off the plane.
Yeah, what about him?
Now take a look at this picture Faraday let me have. Isn't that the same man?
Oh, he has a mustache and a goatee, but I think it's the same person, Blackie.
Okay, back up, sister. I want to officially welcome Pierre Lascaux back to this country.
Now, Blackie, please be careful.
I'll not only be careful, Mary, I'll be good. Watch, this ought to be fun. Welcome back to America, Pierre.
You are speaking to me?
Your name's Pierre, isn't it, Pierre Lascaux?
Me?
Well, we know each other, whether you'll be willing to admit it or not. I'm Boston Blackie.
Oh, oui, I have heard of you.
And I've done more than hear of you. But I didn't hear you were wearing false whiskers.
Oh! You will see they are not false.
Unless the whole face is false. Well, come on, Pierre.
Come? Where?
We're going to see your old friends, Tom Downey and Joe Small. Or you're going to police headquarters and tell me where I can find them.
I have other plans, Blackie.
The French police will make your plans from now on, Pierre. You're wanted for murder in Paris, and your former buddies are wanted for murder here.
I have no idea what you are talking about, monsieur.
No? Well, then you're coming with me, and I'll give you an idea. And I have an idea you'll do most of the talking.
Well, so long, Joe. If you see your Aunt Effie, don't forget, say hello for me.
Yeah, sure. Take care of yourself, Tom, but not too good. Well, I won't be seeing you.
That's okay with me.
Fine.
What are you going to do about your tickets? That boy never got here, you know.
I'll get him at the station. In case... Yeah, that must be the kid now. Who is it?
Kid must be hard of hearing.
What's the difference? What does he have to do? Pass a physical to deliver a couple of tickets? Wait a minute. Okay, I'll take... You're no kid.
And you're not kidding. Back up, you clowns.
Hey, what's going on?
Anybody here remember me? I didn't have this gun the last time we met, but you haven't got the car you tried to knock me off with, so we're even.
Well, Blackie, huh?
It ain't your Aunt Effie.
How'd you find us, Blackie?
I persuaded Pierre Lascaux to tell me where you might be found. Faraday's persuading him right now to go back to France, where he's wanted for murder.
What?
Let's go, fellas. I'm sure Lascaux wants to say goodbye to you.
You know, Blackie, maybe we can make a deal. We've got a lot of dough, and it would still be a lot. Split three ways.
No fooling.
Yeah.
And stop moving around, you. I don't like guys who get nervous.
The lights, Joe. You can turn them on.
I sure could.
Oh, in the dark, huh, you clowns? Okay, my back's to the door. You want out? Come past me.
I got a gun here, Joe. Get up in the back.
Only two down, but there's no question that the side is out.
Blackie, do you realize something? You know, this is the first time you've solved a French murder case.
Oh, it wasn't too difficult, Mary. But it would have been pretty difficult if I hadn't taken French in school, n'est-ce pas?
Oh, Blackie.
Well, actually, I didn't solve the French side of the case at all. The Paris police did that. They knew it was Lascaux who murdered Claire Taylor from fingerprints they found in his music shop.
Uh-huh. You did all right, though, Blackie. Every theory of yours was correct, except for one.
What? Which one was that?
The theory you had that Pierre Lascaux's whiskers were false.
Oh, that. Well, that little error hurt him a lot more than it did me, Mary.
Okay.
It was when I threatened to test them again that he finally decided to tell me where his former partners were.
Well, I think he was stupid to come to this country, Blackie. You'd never have found his former partners if he hadn't come over here to see them.
I know that, Mary. That's why I had Faraday put a story in the Paris papers that the safe was empty when the police opened it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, came to this country to get his share of the loot. And now he and his partners will share the same fate.
What was I up to, Kay?
Last thing you dictated was... Now, let me see. Oh, here we are. Jeffrey felt that there was something in the room. Something he couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
He knew he was alone, but had the feeling he wasn't. Mm-hmm. Now what?
Had the feeling he wasn't, and,
Never mind. Let's take five, Kathy. We've been at this story for hours now.
Ah, it's me, Master.
Tell me, how are things between you and Jim, Kay? I haven't heard you talk about him lately.
That's all over, David.
Oh?
I told you we quarreled.
Yes, I know. About me.
Uh-huh.
Well, you listen to me, young lady. I never knew a couple of kids in love who didn't quarrel, and very often it's about the girl's employer.
Jim and I aren't in love.
So?
David, you're so smart in so many things. Yet when it comes...
This is a funny thing. Supposed to be staying late because you were working, Kay. You call that working?
Come in, Jim. Sit down. How are things at the Writing Academy?
Never mind being concerned with my business. I didn't come up here for any friendly discussion.
Oh.
Now, Dave, you listen to me. Stop spilling those...
Stop it!
Don't worry. My coat, will you please?
Jim! Just leave him alone!
I'll leave him alone? Will you? Hey, the two of you alone. First, I'm going to convince this guy that he better stop telling you lies about me. They can leave us alone from now on.
Oh, now, really, Jim, I don't know what...
Look out! Look out! Look out! Look out! It's true of that.
Get out of here, Jim. Get out of here! Oh, just look what you've done to Dave.
He isn't half what he deserves. He's a mystery writer, isn't he? The greatest mystery about him is why I don't knock him off instead of just knocking him out.
This is Andrew from OTRWesterns.com. I wanted to invite you to come take a look at our site where we put out podcasts of old-time radio westerns. Check us out at OTRWesterns.com. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old-Time Radio with Adam Graham. Now let's get back into the show.
Welcome back. I thought the question of why the door buzzer was so important made a good hook. Unfortunately, that really gets solved in the first half of the story, and so it feels like it kind of spun its wheels till we actually got to the solution. At any rate, though, that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and then we'll be back again next Thursday with another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.